KJAN Sports. Time to look at sports, brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some basketball. Nothing for the most part last night here locally. There were some high school basketball games played in postseason play around the rest of the state. Not so much here. Most of the games were postponed last night. Here's a look at tonight's schedule locally after last night's postponements. In Class 1A District Finals tonight at Clarinda, Nottoway Valley will face Clarinda. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time tonight. Also at Oakland Riverside High School, Stanton will play St. Albert tonight. That was postponed until tonight at 7 o'clock. At Kemper Catholic tonight, another 1A District Final has IKM Manning facing Tri-Center. And that game also postponed to 7 o'clock tonight in those District Finals. In 3A District Finals tonight at Harlan, Creston will play Harlan. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. That was postponed from last night. Another game postponed from last night at Glenwood this evening. Atlantic will play Glenwood. That's a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. We'll have that game here on the radio for you. As the Atlantic Trojans and the Glenwood Rams have become very familiar with each other the last 5 years. Tonight marks the fifth straight season that the teams have collided in the playoffs. Atlantic will travel to Glenwood for that 3A district final tonight. The tip's at 7 o'clock. Glenwood grabbed playoff wins over Atlantic in 2014, 2015, and 2016. But the Trojans turned the tables last year, winning a sub-state final over the Rams, 69-68, earning their first trip to state since 2002. The history is a nice talking point, and it'll help build anticipation for the latest meeting, but it means very little to the actual matchup. What's more relevant is the fact that the two teams split during the regular season this year. Glenwood put away Atlantic in big fashion on December 12th, 64-31. The Trojans returned the favor January 9th with a convincing 59-41 win over the Rams. That was the only loss inside the state of Iowa borders this season for Glenwood. Their only other loss of the season came at Scott Catholic in Omaha. That last meeting in Atlantic got a bit chippy at the end, and Glenwood ended up being assessed 4 technical fouls in that game. Glenwood has been led by Christian Stanislav, averaging 15 points a game, while perennial stars Nate Moore and Andrew Bloom are averaging 14 and 13 points a game. The Rams are averaging 74 per game as a team. They've allowed opponents an average of 46 points per game. For Atlantic, they have 3 players averaging in double figures on the scoring as well this year. Scott Leonard averaging 17, Austin Alexander 16, and Chase Mullinex 11 points per game. The Trojans are averaging 62 points a game for the season. They've allowed opponents to score an average of 51 per game. Again, we'll have that game for you tonight. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have it for you here on the radio. We're on the air at 6:45 tonight with the pregame. Tip time 7 o'clock. You can hear it on the air at AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can hear it at KJAN.com online or on the KJAN mobile app as well this evening. Hope you join us. Should be a fun game. Rolling Valley basketball, all conference selections have been announced, and the first team selections include Thomas Hensley and Nicholas Holstey, a couple of seniors from CAM. Also, Cole Burmeister, a junior from Exira EHK, a first team selection. Other first teamers include Joe Weber of Boyer Valley, along with Arweva's Drew Shirky and Keegan Simons, Ben Obert of Coon Rapids Baird, and Jake Burns of Peyton Sherdan, also first team selections. Second team picks include Dakota Rold and Josh Pettipier, a couple of juniors from Exira EHK, along with Chad Klein of Boyer Valley, Alex Bantam of Woodbine, Lane Pryor of Woodbine, Justin Sparks of Glidden-Ralston, Chase Hightoff of Coon Rapids Baird, and Ty Houston of West Harrison, also a second team selection. Killian Tilley scored 17 points as number 6 Gonzaga beat San Diego 77-72 last night to clinch at least a share of the West Coast Conference title. Also in top 25 college hoops last night, Carson Edwards had a career-high 40 points, helping number 9 Purdue outlast Illinois 93-86 last evening in Big Ten play. Also, Cincinnati had a big spurt. The 11th-ranked Bearcats shook off consecutive losses. They beat shorthanded Connecticut 77-52. Number 14, Arizona beat Oregon State in overtime, 75-65. Number 22, St. Mary's, a 75-61 winner over Pepperdine. And also is Memphis, upending number 23, Houston, 91-85. The NCAA has declared number 14, Arizona's Alonzo Trier ineligible for the reappearance of a banned substance that led to a 19-game suspension last season. The school said the NCAA notified the Wildcats yesterday that the junior guard had a trace amount of the substance from a drug test late last month. Arizona did not specify the drug, saying only that it was a banned substance. Arizona says the amount detected was minuscule by scientific standards and appeared to be a remnant of the performance-enhancing drug that Trier unknowingly ingested last season. The school says the NCAA agreed. Arizona is appealing the decision and hoping Trier will regain his eligibility soon. Well, there's no talk of title clinching or winning streaks as the Drake women get set to host Bradley tonight. The Bulldogs are 14-0 in the Valley, and with a win, they would clinch at least a share of their second straight league crown. Bulldog coach Jenny Baranchik says the focus remains on improvement for the stretch run.
That's what we need to continue to do, is continue to have fun, continue to get better. I love the depth on our team right now. We've been battle-tested. We've had games where we've just had really, really good chemistry. So it's going to be really exciting to really finish strong with these last four games.
Well, Bulldogs have a 36-game Missouri Valley Conference winning streak that they take into the game tonight.
There was never a time that we set out to say, okay, we want this streak to happen, nor have we ever said, okay, we want to continue this streak going. We just literally talk about every game is an opportunity for us to be able to go and do something that we love doing.
Now, junior guard Sammy Backrot says the Bulldogs won't have any problem remaining focused for that matchup. In football news, Adam Vinatieri signed a one-year contract extension with the Indianapolis Colts at 45 years old. Vinatieri will again be the league's oldest player. The kicker has 2,487 points and needs just 58 to pass Morton Anderson for the most all-time in the NFL. Vinatieri has played most of his career with the Colts. They signed him as a free agent in 2006 after he won 3 Super Bowl rings with New England. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.